Junior Nzita Nsuwami is a former child soldier from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Speaking to members of the Security Council, he said he was recruited at age 12 by the Alliance of Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Congo to topple the regime of former President Mobutu. Mr. Nsuwami said he still struggles to talk about the events that robbed him of his childhood.
Recruiters quickly trained us. They sent us to the front. We killed. We stole and destroyed useful infrastructure for the population. We did everything we were asked to do while violating international humanitarian laws.
Decades later, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, said the world's youngest citizens in Iraq, Syria, South Sudan, Nigeria, Mali, and the Central African Republic are still being recruited into armed groups. The Deputy Executive Director of UNICEF, Jochke Brandt, said that when these children are abused, orphaned, or killed, the international community is outraged. But she said that's not enough.
Our outrage must be matched by action to end and prevent all grave violations of child rights. By making abduction a trigger for listing of parties to conflict in the Secretary General's report on children and armed conflict, by encouraging more states to endorse the Paris principles, and by working directly with all parties to release and integrate children.
The Paris Principles lay out detailed guidelines for protecting children from recruitment and for providing assistance to those already involved. To support children who are released, Ms. Brandt explained that UNICEF is working with governments to help integrate them back into their communities. She described this process as a struggle. Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General noted that some progress has been made through the UN campaign Children, Not Soldiers.
With the support of the United Nations, Chad completed all the requirements to make its army child-free. Six of the seven countries involved in the campaign are now engaged with the UN to end and prevent the recruitment of children in their security forces, and some of them are making commendable progress.
The UN chief added that this would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.